Is Bubbles behaving?
Yes.
She likes to lick.
Very licky. She loves to lick.
I think she should enter the lickathon.
My name is Emily McMurtry, and I am the owner and operator of Mutton Mowers. Mutton Mowers uses cute goats and friendly goats to graze these urban natural spaces and to bring a little bit of nature back to these urban areas. And we also provide weed control as well as overall grazing maintenance. I like to say I have 70 kids, and they all have names and they all have different personalities.
My name is John Wold, and I'm a natural resource specialist with the City of Boulder Parks and Recreation Department. We used to use them in big herds on the dam faces of the Boulder Reservoir, targeting specifically knapweed. And we had a lot of success with that, but we would use between 200 and 300 goats, and it was a lot. And finding contractors wasn't always easy. So we had the opportunity to do it in a more urban setting, and we wanted to try that. So for the past 2 or 3 years, we've been doing it in the more urban environment.
I think that is probably the biggest problem that I have with my grazing operations is not the goats or the predators, it's the people. And I know most people just want to get a little bit closer to pet the goats because they are super cute and super friendly. But tampering with the equipment or jumping the fences, it's very dangerous for them.
But for the most part, people are pretty supportive of the program, and they're just happy to see something different, you know, in their neighborhood, kind of bringing back that agricultural piece into the urban environment. We fortunately have a very diligent contractor. She's here every day. She's, you know, looking after her goats all the time.
I check on the goats every day, usually twice a day in these really public areas. And my roles are to make sure the goats are safe, make sure their fencing is up, make sure they're healthy, and to make sure they are fulfilling their grazing roles.
They do target what we call noxious weeds, which are on the state weed list. They eat up the thatch layer, which might suppress different species and has, you know, is building up constantly. Their hoof action and their eating it is kind of opening that soil again and, you know, hopefully opening up the overstory to different species that might be suppressed by all the shade. They also go after some of the low overstory, so they kind of, you know, get the sunlight back into the soil, and what we hope is different species and increasing diversity that will come through after they've gone through in a graze. But it's definitely a long-term strategy. It's really about having an integrated approach, and I think that's what we strive for. We use what's called integrated pest management, so we want to use all of our tools in our toolbox. And fortunately for us, goats is a tool for us that we can use. We're trying something different. I think it's a unique way to bring noxious weed and invasive species management to light, and it's a fun way to engage the community about that, get that conversation started, and you know, it brings out a lot of folks. I think people are really excited about the idea and really behind it.
I see so many people on a daily basis come out just to see the goats, and I love my job because it brings those communities out. Sometimes they're meeting their neighbors for the first time or for the first time in many years. And I think these events are very important, one, to educate people on why the goats are here, but also to bring the communities out and really celebrate their areas.